Garnet Bank Primary Newsletter, August 2015. Welcome to the first newsletter of session 2015-2016. I hope you and your family enjoy the summer break and manage to find some sunshine in between the many showers we all experienced. In any case, I hope you are suitably refreshed and ready to face the new session and all the challenges this will undoubtedly bring. We are very much looking forward to the routine of school life and the many exciting things we always become involved in during this coming session. Resolutions are things most of us associate with a new year. However, I believe the start of a new school session is also a good time to make some resolutions, and I would urge you to include the following in your start of session resolutions. Always wear school uniform. This keeps everyone looking smart. It keeps everyone the same as well as helping us identify with the school sus engendering a sense of pride in belonging to Garnet Bank Primary School. Make sure names are on everything. Always come to school on time. Arriving late means that valuable learning opportunities are lost. It disrupts learning for others and does not foster good life skills for when we start to work. School starts at 9 a.m. Try to be in the playground for the first bell ringing at 8:55 a.m. Always have PE kits with you. This can be kept in a named bag on pegs in the cloakroom. Don't take holidays out with designated school holidays, as this means that valuable learning experience which cannot be recaptured are lost and children's progress is affected. Attached to this, your child pupil absence. It is important that if your child requires to be absent from school, his/her absence is reported in the correct way. Please see attached information about reporting pupil absence. You will have noticed that we have a considerable number of workmen storage containers in our school car park. This is to support the planned internal refurbishment of the school and the work that has been going on over the summer in Renfrew Street Nursery School. These containers have severely restricted the number of cars that can fit in the car park, and staff are currently operating a rotor system for use of the car park. Please do not cause further difficulties by parking in the school car park at any time during the school day. We are delighted to welcome to the staff team this session Mr. Hogan, who in partnership with Ms. Simpson will be teaching P7. We are also pleased to have with us Mr. Borland. Mr. Borland is teaching P5 most days while Mrs. Smith completes a phase return to work period following her fall, which resulted in a nasty knee injury. Mrs. Smith should be back with us full time from the 8th of September. Garnet Bank Primary is fortunate to benefit from the support of a very active parent council. The parent council is keen to recruit new members and is holding on information session with tea and coffee in the school on Wednesday, 9th September at 3 p.m. If you are interested in the work that the parent council do and the work that the parent If you are interested in the work that the parent council do and the work they are currently involved in, please come along to the session. This is for information only, and there is no pressure to join the parent council. Garnet Bank Primary School returned to good news about success achieved by some of its pupils in the Garnet Bank Primary School returned to good news about success achieved by some of its pupils in the Glasgow Museum Service 111th Annual Art Competition. The Glasgow Museum Service Annual Art Competition is a very prestigious arts competition which receives literally thousands of entries from pupils and schools across the west of Scotland. As you will see below, the talent of many of the pupils from Garnet Bank Primary School has been recognised in the winners' role. Even McLeod Quinn, who was in P7 last year, has been awarded for the gold medal, as has Pearl Smith Stewart, Eva, P7 2014-2015, has been awarded a gold medal, as has Pearl and Sharon Yang. Yara was awarded a silver medal, and Amira and Combe have been awarded bronze medals. Each of these children and their parents have been invited to attend the prize-giving ceremony, which will take place in Kelvin Grove Art Gallery and Museum on Thursday, 8th October at 6:30 p.m. Mrs. Morrison will be very proud indeed to join them. Since returning to school, the hard work has already begun. On the initial in-service days, staff considered child protection data, protection and fire awareness matters. They discussed and agreed certain arrangements for the coming session and heard from Professor Chris McElvoy, who spoke about interdisciplinary learning, who hoped to take this forward with our colleagues from within the Hillhead learning community. During the coming session, in order to address the priorities of on our school improvement plan, staff at Garnet Bank will be exploring the requirements needed to achieve level 1 of the Rights Respecting School scheme. Skills for life, working and learning, communication between school and home. We are looking forward to taking these initiatives forward throughout the coming session and will report on our progress in future newsletters. Education Conference. Mrs. Actor has been a member of an organising committee for an international education conference, which will be taking place at Glasgow University this week as part of this conference. On Wednesday, Garnet Bank Primary School will hold a stall displaying evidence of our work on citizenship. There will be displays on view from our Pupil Council, Health Group, Eco Committee and Rights Respecting Group, with pupils available to talk about the work they have been doing as part of these groups. On the following day, Thursday 27th August, Garnet Bank will host a visit from 7 British Council delegates from Pakistan, Malawi, Rwanda and Algeria. After a tour of Garnet Bank's building and a very brief explanation of the Scottish education system from Mrs. Morrison, the delegates will visit classes. Thanks are due to Mrs. Carr, Mrs. Douglas, Mrs. Actor, Mrs. Gormley and Mr. Borland for agreeing to host a visit from our visitors. As you know, we are fortunate within Garnet Bank Primary School to benefit from the skills, talent and enthusiasm of Miss Kernan, who teaches music and helps produce our wonderful school assemblies, celebrating the festivals of all the major world religions, which very much enchants the ethos of Garnet Bank Primary School. Within her teaching of the music curriculum, Miss Kernan always includes an exploring of Scottish cultural music. This session, we very much hope to enhance Miss Kernan's teaching in this area by offering P7 pupils the opportunity to learn to play the bagpipes. This is following an approach from the College of Piping. We are looking forward to hearing more about this new venture in the near future.